Can we call this one Fuck Dwight?
Yes.
Yes.
we all unanimous on that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I give it a yay.
Then it's decided. Welcome to the Team Mom with Mongoose Podcast, episode 84. We got Alex.
Hey.
We got Dull.
Hi.
We got Ho-Ho, finally. Fucking.
Yeah.
And we got Sniper Goo, of course.
Yeah, Fuck Dwight.
Woo!
He ain't here. We don't know where he is. We don't know why he disappeared.
We don't give a shit.
Like hour before this.
We don't need him.
We don't need him. All right.
We can do this without
him. Come on. Your head's in the game. We can do
this.
We all just hang in there. Pull it together. Keep it real tight.
Keep that butthole real tight.
We got this.
You are being the loosest butthole right now.
So what's Christmas just talking... happened.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That
am true.
Oh, I died.
That am true.
How were your Christmases?
Awesome.
Yeah.
The only time I left the house was to turn the lights on.
Why did you even leave to do that?
Well, I had to go outside because they're on a timer, but I wanted to turn them on earlier.
Why?
It was Christmas.
I don't get it.
I don't get the story.
You're a Scrooge.
Your story's full of holes, Ryan.
I decorated my house. What the hell do you want from me?
Okay.
You did that, huh?
So where does the part where you leave come in?
I left. I walked out into the front lawn, turned on my lights, and came back inside.
I'm not going to lie to you. That sounds terrible.
It was awful.
Christmas Day.
I know. I didn't want to...
No.
Do what you got to do.
You stay inside, sit on the couch with your pants off, and not do anything.
That's what we did the rest of the day. We watched Christmas movies, ate tons of food. As you can see on our Twitter, on my Twitter, food. Dogs.
I did not see that on your Twitter.
Me neither.
Check your backlog.
I posted about my dogs. That it's called Christmas Eyes again because they have their laser eyes going on.
Oh, I remember that.
There's hella food on the table though.
You ate dogs next to the Christmas tree.
Yeah, we'll do it again, though. I took another picture, and they got the same eyes.
Oh, why didn't I see that one?
I saw that one. It's pretty.
Everybody missed that one.
Pretty ugly. Oh.
Shit.
So, Ryan had the greatest Christmas ever. How were your Christmases?
I had a white Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It was Ryan's first Christmas being married.
Aww.
It's true.
Aww.
Yeah, it's that damn true. But, so, anybody else got a Christmas story they want to share?
Not really.
No.
I just sat inside and we all played Mario Kart and Smash Brothers all day.
I have two Sonic screwdrivers.
I can write to my address if you want to unload one.
No, they're the two different ones. One is from the David Tennant and one is the Matt Smith one.
Do either one of them control your TV?
No, I told you no.
I don't want one.
I said no, Ryan!
$100 one that controls my TV. That's all I want.
I know, that one looked really cool, but like I don't watch TV and everybody would just break it.
I don't watch TV, but I just want to turn on the TV. That's all I need.
Oh, God.
I make the noise.
Okay.
That sounds great.
The other one. What's the other one sound like?
Oh, the other one is the big one. Hang on.
That's okay.
That's nice.
What?
Does it make any other sounds?
No, there's like two. This one has the no, it doesn't. They're no.
No.
It makes one that apparently like fucks with the sound card, though. I'm not gonna show you that one.
I will eat you one day.
What?
This fucking thing you just posted, asshole.
No.
What?
Nothing, don't worry about it. One of those moments.
Okay. Speaking of Christmas and Doctor Who, did anyone want to see the...
No, yes. I didn't see it.
Oh my god.
Ruined this thing.
There is no one I
can... Wait, what?
There is no one I can talk to about it. Everyone that I know that watches Doctor Who has not watched that episode.
I saw it yesterday, the day before.
I downloaded it Christmas night.
It's pretty good. I'm ready for the new season now. Doesn't suck until like April, though.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
8 episodes. That's a good number.
Mm-hmm. Strong number. I feel like the last, however many they did, like 6, right? Before the break.
Yeah, they flew by.
Yeah, they flew by like crazy.
And then, you know, that was like, who gets rid of two crucial people in the middle of a season? Their, like, ratings must have dropped or something.
Yes.
No, I mean, they change it around always.
Who?
This is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah. I really want to know what.
Yeah, I want to know more. I want to know a lot.
I have to know now.
I think I'm the odd man out on this one. I don't watch.
No, that. I'm with you. I've seen it, but I
don't.
I love it. Been keeping up with it.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, let me tell you.
Of course, it's the one podcast that Jose is on.
So when I'm here, I can't say anything. All right, guys, I'm gonna go take a nap.
Well, we're not even gonna say anything anyway because you guys haven't even seen it.
It's so okay.
Thank
I'll
you
help.
For ruining this for everyone. Yeah, I guess we'll just move on then.
Good.
Sorry.
The agenda.
So,
what is first place.
Socket?
I was reading an article at work today about how the NRA and everybody else is going to turn their attention to blaming video games and movies for violence, and especially concerning Sandy Hook. And I read a funny segment in this thing. It's a guy, he's like a therapist or something, and he went to PAX last year. And he's like, if video games are really to blame for violence, going to PAX in Seattle would be a terrifying and life-altering experience. And like, I was like, yeah, could you imagine? Like, my coworker was like, God, could you imagine going to GameStop? I'm like, I know, you go buy a game and you get stabbed in the side.
It's my game.
Crazy.
Someone sticks a sharpened Wiimote in your side.
I just thought that was funny, though. Like, how he. I was like, that's so true. Mm-hmm. But every time you go somewhere with a bunch of gamers, you never feel safer.
Yeah.
You know, I
could take all these. You look around, you're just like, I could take all these guys.
I feel like a god among men.
To see that one buff ass gamer, and you're like, oh shit.
Oh, maybe not.
But he's cool.
That guy's a bro.
It's kind of like being a big guy in a mosh pit. You guys just kind of, avoid each other because it's dangerous.
It's like, all right, man, you just stay over there. I'll stay over here.
Pick up your kids in the middle.
He must be looking for the Call of Duty booth.
Yeah, where that booth? Duty booth.
Dude, yeah. Where that Madden booth at?
Went to a programmer's house this weekend. He had a PS3 that wasn't even plugged in, but it was on display. He had 3 games. I'll give you one guess on it's. I'll give you a genre: fighting. Go. What kind of fighting game do you think it is?
Street Fighter 4.
No.
Soul Calibur
versus nope. Capcom 3.
Nope.
Was it Battle
know
Royale?
Any.
Was it Battle Royale?
Yeah, UFC.
Oh
my god.
Some wrestling game. And a football game.
That was his bro. That was bro status.
Hold on. Spend hundreds of dollars on your PlayStation 2 so you can get UFC wrestling and football.
Perfect. To the console, because that's how the only way you can prove you're a gamer.
Okay, that guy's way ahead of us.
So we don't make the stereotypes. He just calls it how he sees it.
That's all I'm saying. I just call the man I see them. I saw that.
I like how we're all like, yeah, Street Fighter, Marvel versus Capcom, King of Fighters.
Yeah, even those would be acceptable. Good fighters,
at least to an extent.
Those would be acceptable.
Yeah, well, I would do. Yeah, I thought I was putting on the sarcasm pretty hard.
That's too funny. That's how you can tell a real gamer from a bro.
From a bro.
Broken by UFC.
No, we don't even play fighting games that we know the good one.
It's so funny. Street Fighter, Dickie. Nope. You couldn't be more wrong.
Not even a little bit.
That fucking guy. It's a little sad.
It is, right? It is. It's like, it's why'd you bother? Should have bought a Wii.
Yo, we ain't got no games. I thought you knew that.
Yeah, that's my point.
That's how you get that PS Triple, bro. You don't know.
The only game
PS Triple got UFC. It got.
It's all about that UFC.
It got WWE.
I was saying that he had UFC, and I was like, well, I don't have a PlayStation, but I guess I could go buy one. I mean, I haven't gamed in a while since probably like Mario.
But Mario's that's still around, good. Though, because that's kind of, you know, ambiguous.
You know what we're talking about. Well, it doesn't matter. Either way, it doesn't matter. Even if he just said Mario, it doesn't matter. My phrase still works.
You got to think like a bro, Terry.
Yeah, you gotta think like a bro. He's talking like.
Then it's Mario.
He's talking like Paper Mario. No, I'm just kidding.
Paper Mario.
He's talking like Mario Tennis. That's as close as he gets.
That's the bro game?
That's the bro game. Okay. The bro Mario.
You ain't a bro to play that tennis.
They all got their scarves on and shit, and they're broing it out to some tennis.
Pounding some natties.
They got some polos on, collars up.
15 love, bro.
What you got? Bring it.
Smash on you with Princess Peach.
Yeah, what up, Peach?
Advantage Peach, what's up?
Hey, you be that Mario, I'll be that Luigi there.
Oh, I'm disgusted. Don't with
the bros
myself.
Call, isn't bro status for him? Isn't he Green Mario? So, yo, I'll be the red, we'll be the green Mario, all right, bro?
Hey, man, does green Mario even lift? Shit.
This is just terrible.
I'm disgusted with this conversation. You guys are killing everything I love.
Hey, get that King Kong. He's a good one.
Oh!
I think I killed Alan.
You're hurting him. Stop.
You're gonna have an aneurysm.
What's that blue, smart, spiky Mario's name? He runs really quick.
He's got like that rabbit with him.
And the fox.
Oh. Yo, that fox was bro though. You see those kicks? And then they were like, let's add some color. Got him a brown Mario. Black Mark.
God, black YOLO. Oh god, no.
Dives for a tennis ball. YOLO!
Moving on.
You're gonna kill myself.
Going on.
So Jose is alive.
Yeah,
yes,
good to
yes see I am.
I think
I show up every now and then. You know, I say hi, I say a couple racist things, and I just go on my way.
He disappears as quickly as he appears.
Like, bye, guys.
Is that Jose?
Hello.
And now you see me gone.
Oh.
You gotta make more videos.
I actually have videos coming out in a bit.
Hey, me too.
You wanna plug your
videos?
They
are coming out.
Yo, I got some WoW dropping next week.
I got that WoW dropping. I actually not like this. The basically, I'm waiting. Like right now, we're waiting till January because
we just feel like it.
No, well, because it's the holidays. So like, I basically like if you saw the stream I did like yesterday, we picked up like two random people, and I mean, we ended up clearing one of the dungeons, and it's just that our main guys are out, and I'm like, I didn't expect anyone to come. But I'm actually like doing the whole deal. Like I got the guild going. I'm raid leading now, which is
so fun.
I have to sit there. I have to call things out now. Like I actually have to pay attention now, and I'm over there telling people what to do. And I'm like, no, you over here, here. Like, and it's working. But January,
you can't just get carried anymore.
Well, I never got carried, but I just never cared. I used to just be like, I'm gonna push my buttons, and we're gonna do this, okay? Now I have to sit there and be like, no, now you're gonna push your buttons. You're gonna do this. You're gonna do that. I gotta
now
sit there and
telling
like
people what buttons to push.
Yeah, it's a bitch, but I mean it's gonna be awesome because January basically that was the plan. We wanted January to be the rollout, and I'm gonna do again. We're gonna be back. My raid schedule is gonna be live stream schedule, and I might stream maybe like an hour before raid, and do something else. So like at least there's some diversity.
Like go suck some D at PvP.
Oh no, PvP's so broken right now.
How's it getting broken? Carried on another character.
PvP is like you can get one shot. I'm gonna link you a video of fucking of Wreckful doing a one shot, and it's just this is basically what PvP came to. It came down to like the most broken classes right now is Warrior and Mage. Like in the what was it, the tournament, the WoW tournament. I think one of the best shaman healers out there in arena teams. He got he got killed at 60% by a mage. 60%, dude. Are you see, like, that should never be like an oh my god, I'm gonna die moment. Like 20 is like where you're like, oh shit, that's execute range, but it's so broken. The damage is too, there's too much damage going out, there's too much. So, like, PvP's so broken, I don't even do it. Like, I'm taking a break till they fix it.
That's good to hear.
But
good to hear
I'm definitely
going strong.
Well, the rating's not bad, the rating looks good, but that's what I'm sticking with. I'm gonna be doing a bunch of rating in the videos are going to be coming out. You're going to see me raid lead. And then I don't know what I'm going to do Xbox-wise.
Because Gary made you such a banging background. You got to put it to use.
Well, yeah. Well, that's where my live stream's coming at. I mean, literally, I was streaming before. And then it's like we actually started the whole guild and everything and started raiding like last week. Last week was our first actual guild run. So we got kind of screwed on the time.
Ooh, what about that duty, though?
That duty, yo. We're streaming that, too. We streamed it yesterday. That duty. I've been sucking some dick in that duty. I don't know. I got a shotgun, and things are working better.
There's lots of dick in that duty for you to suck.
Fucking before we even started playing, Jose was like, I need a carry in Call of Duty.
Like, somebody needs to carry me. Help.
I was like,
need a big strong man to get you through it.
I'm tanking some popos.
Big arms.
That's exactly. I needed someone to tank popos for me.
No one's gonna get that.
No, there's that one guy's gonna go. I get it.
That's funny.
All right, let's explain, Ryan. Popos are level.
That guy
20.
Ain't me.
Just don't.
Popos?
Don't.
No. He needs to know. He needs to know.
Hey, look, Popo, either the police or that black dude from Dragon Ball.
Popo is a green squishy blob. Okay? They're called Poporings. They're the better version of Porings from Ragnarok. Porings are level 3. So when you're
porridge?
Level 1, Porings. You're going to learn like today, okay? I'm going to teach
like
you.
Like that game you play at the circus, like the rings that you throw?
Sure, why not? So it's called Porings, okay? And you fight those level 1. But when you're level 1 in Ragnarok, it takes too long to level up. So what you do is you fight things that are higher level. So at level 1, I tell one of them, either Terry or Alex, to tank. Basically, they hit it once, and then I just kill it. Poporing, and it's a level 20 monster.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I can hit level 20 in like 30 minutes instead of 4 hours.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what a Peporing is. Now you know.
Yes, now I'm informed.
Squishy piece of shit that couldn't kill you if it tried.
Okay,
it will kill you.
What I miss, I had to go do something real quick.
You miss nothing.
You miss nothing.
I was explaining the Peporings.
Something about the police. I don't really know.
The Popos?
Yeah, he was talking about Popos. I don't know. Or he was talking about Dragon Ball Z. Who can keep it straight?
It was close enough. Like, it was Mr. Popo, and he tanks, and you win. That's it.
Yeah, like Popo it. Doesn't need a tank.
He's like, he says Popo, and they just die.
Oh my god, it's Popo! Jumping off of the power and shit.
That was better.
RO days are good. We're never going to get the RO that we want.
It's never going to happen.
No.
But you know what? It's okay. We have to just take what we have. Take the memories. It's never RO2.
Yeah, guess whatever, Jose.
I'm sorry. It's never going to be that great.
I played the new RO2, and it is so mediocre. It is just like, I don't care.
It screams mediocrity. It's like, yeah.
Like I was going to try and like get to second class at least, but I got to like level 10. And it's like, I know how this ends.
It ends with you in tears.
It's not as bad as their first try at RO2, which was bad.
I didn't even...
RO2 was a train wreck.
Yeah, but this one is just, it's so generic and boring. Like everything else out there.
So it's a Korean MMO. Was it made by Gravity? I don't think so.
Yeah, they made it.
They fucked up.
Why can't they just take fucking everything on the first one and just make it 3D? Make it 3D. Done. 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 Perfect game ever. Game of the year. I'll switch.
I'll play it.
No.
Because no.
Because that would be too silly. They're going to make it a third time, and that's going to be it.
Third time's a charm, guys. We're finally listening to you.
And they're going to call it something stupid, like Ragnarok 2. The Third World, or some shit like that.
Just call it, we fucked up, here you go. Ragnarok, I think we got it. And done.
This time it's right.
We promise.
Come on, guys. No, we're good for it.
Pinky swear.
It's just oh, Ragnar.
Why can't you be awesome again? I miss a Surge Strike. I miss those days.
Imagine that shit in 3D, huh?
Right? Because, like, dude, like, all that, oh, my God, just havoc. But then we would have all those little faggots stealthing doing Sonic Blows. Then what? Is that what you want?
Imagine that in 3D.
Oh, man.
I want them to do it like they did before, but take all the 3D stuff and make it look like how it did in Muramasa and Odin Sphere and games like that.
All like hand drawn?
Yeah, like hand drawn, but like painted and like animated beautifully. Like,
that would take a very long. Yeah, that'd take a long ass time though.
It wouldn't take any longer than making the actual full games of Muramasa and Odin Sphere.
Make you a fucking
How long has it been since RO2 came out originally anyway? It's been like 3-4 years. I mean,
time. Original RO2?
It's really been that, been
like
that long.
10 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. Like there's plenty of time to bang this out, you know?
Like on the old Rebel forums, there's still your posts there about it. That's how long it's been.
I'm so disappointed in Gravity.
What about, how's RO1 doing still? Haven't they done, like, more Ascended classes? I know they did the last time we played was the...
Yeah, they have, like, fucking three super fucking badass classes now.
Like, I remember we had, there was the Guillotine Cross, which was, oh my god.
These don't even make sense anymore.
It was like, here's Guillotine Cross. This is going to do a lot of fucking damage. Here you go.
And they have the mechanic and...
The mechanic was so fucking broken,
Super
dude.
Super Hunter Ranger bullshit and...
Archbishop. Rune Knight.
The Rune Knight was the gayest one. Like, they got...
It was, man.
The coolest
it got
one
so
was the
fucked.
The Crusader. The Grand Crusader could fucking dual-wield shields.
Holy Knight or whatever the fuck it was.
He could dual-wield shields. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, the Royal Guard.
They were like, you want him to tank? This guy's gonna tank. He has two shields. Done. No
what
weapon.
Do you
fuck
do?
They did that.
You take a hit.
And then they made, like, for the international one for IRL, they made like a classic server where it's just like the classes only go to the second classes.
To knight and assassin and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, like knight, assassin, rogue, all that stuff.
God.
And it just stops there.
That's kind of good. That's like...
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool.
I think that's where it was balanced. Like, when yeah. they were like, yeah, here's Assassin's Cross, and Assassin's Cross...
So, yeah, like, once those classes... Once you do the rebirth stuff, it's like, oh, shit.
You were like, all right, I'm going to go Breaker Club now, and I'm going
to
win.
I'm going to level up to max level and then start all over again.
You remember so when...
Level fucking, up again.
You remember when Lord Knight was broken and Berserk made you yeah. godlike?
So like, Berserk quadrupled your HP.
And you never
die. Take HPs down with just fucking Berserk.
It was stupid because once your HP hit the red, it automatically regenerated all.
Thought I was dead? Nope.
Yeah, like you had to make AFK chats to like talk. You had to make a chat room. LMO, guys, or you had to relog.
It's stupid. It got rid of your defense completely, but you never died, and you had max attack speed.
Yeah, but it got worse. Remember when they did the spiral pierce?
Yeah.
And then they found out the weapon you can get from like one of the castles like had the most like
the
heaviest weapon.
Yeah,
it was the heaviest weapon. So like you just had to go agi build.
Just
you'd go in there with like 10 yigs and just go spiral and just take MVP. Like that's what I had. I made a whole other account. With just one Lord Knight that was 99, and we taxed him to level the guild. And he was the guy who would level everyone else. Like, I leveled a bunch of tunes like that. Got him to 70 and was like, all right, and just sat in MVP room.
I always played around with the elemental spears. Like, if you take the fire one, go to Frioni, you're doing, like, 24k a spiral pierce.
You guys are a bunch of nerds.
Hey, man, we went hard on RL.
Yeah, we went hard, like we know life,
yeah. Dude. Jose got to the point where he was untouchable by bosses.
I got a GM couldn't hit me. We told Ray, I was like, Ray, try to hit me. She fucking, I just so, had
hey,
like,
hey, come here, try to hit me.
Punch me in the face. Punch me in the fucking face.
They couldn't. Like I had it perfectly set with like it was like perfect lucky dodge build. So like all it was like no one could hit me.
Maybe I can like, see dodging right now, like going back and forth. Oh, hit me! Come on!
Come on!
I made it worse though because I was the asshole assassin with the fucking macro key for my golden thief bug card. I was like, "Oh, hi, wizard! You're level 200. That's cool. Can't touch me." And that was it. Like I used to just wreck wizards because of that fucking card.
I love cards.
Dude, Matt, Golden Thief Bug was a piece of shit, dude. Like, what the fuck?
I like how they added, like, all this special gear that worked together later on, and it still wasn't better than, like, a level 1 weapon.
Yeah. You mean, like, the Odin's Blessing or whatever
yeah,
the fuck
and
it's all
that
called?
Shit that if you get the full set, you get a buff or whatever. It's just, nope. I got my little fucking stiletto with 3 slots in it. I'm good.
Dude, I was wearing an adventure armor. Like, that's what I had. Yeah. I had, like, the level, like, fucking 5 shit, but I had it, like, plus 10. I was like, all right, let's do this.
Everybody at one point had some form of god item.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was trading with each other. Yeah, like that.
Let me I had 2 magic guards, and I had the Sleipners.
All right, we need to change the subject. Cause I don't
no, know. No, you're not taking this away from us.
No, we talked about RO for a long time, and you cut me.
No,
okay. What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about Dole. I haven't heard Dole talk in the last 15 minutes.
All right, what do you want to talk about? So why don't you play some games? Maybe you'll understand.
Oh my god!
No,
child. Okay.
I'm sorry, I just want to talk about Ragnarok.
Go on, it's your turn, dog.
I have nothing to say.
Tell us about your favorite game. From when you were a kid?
Oh.
Come here, see.
You know what would be funny?
What?
Eh?
What would be funny?
We played RuneScape. I think it'd be hilarious.
We would it probably would.
I think it would be funny, but I think we'd like probably get addicted to it. One of us.
I don't see that happening.
Out of that entire, out of the whole list of us, I'm the least one. The least to be likely.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that game, dude. It's a piece of shit.
But it's HD now.
I played RuneScape one day, but I didn't get. I didn't understand it at all. Last time I played, some guy was like, I don't know. He was like giving me all the free stuff. Obviously, so I was a girl.
Yeah, obviously. He gave me all the free stuff,
and like invited me to his guild thing or whatever. And I was like, cool. And, but I was really weak and like low level, I guess. So they all went out like hunting somewhere. I don't know what they were doing. They were like in the house, and of course I didn't want to. So I went into the wilderness. I got killed. I got killed by a bear and lost all this stuff.
Well,
I didn't tell him.
I see why you didn't.
And I never played it again.
I got to the point in RuneScape, like that big, that first big main town after the tutorial.
Yeah,
I think I just spent all my time after that beating up the woman NPCs.
Can you do that? So
there you go.
That's how you,
that's how you make it fun. No, I haven't played
does
that.
Does,
shit
does Doll
in
sound
years,
terrible
though.
To anybody else?
She
yeah,
did, she, and then it stopped. Okay, I think it's fine now. She was Robo Doll for a while though.
Long time.
I hate Robo Doll.
Me too.
My alter ego.
I haven't played RuneScape since before they went all HD and 3D and everything. So
if you want to call it that,
yeah, quote unquote HD. I mean, the resolution is it fits your screen now, but everything else, not so much.
That the last time I played it was when it had the first graphical update.
I played it like last time I played it was before even that, when it was just all flat and.
Yeah, I played it then too, but I don't remember that. So.
I remember wandering around, having no idea what to do. All I wanted to do was fight stuff, but there were no monsters or anything. It was just a bunch of chickens and cows and stuff. So I was like, all right, whatever. I'll learn how to cook. So I started killing all the chickens and animals and everything, and I was cooking, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I stopped playing.
You're a chef.
You're like, well, I gave it a shot. What
gave the fuck am I gave doing? It my best shot. Lighting was so weird back then too.
It was like with like splash numbers. Or
yeah,
what
a little splash number pop up. You did one damage. Apparently, that's a lot at that level.
Whoa!
Yeah,
what damage? You must be strong. Let me invite you to my guild.
I'm the chosen one.
Chosen one.
They call you the one shot wonder.
See how many? You just got dead chickens all around you. I was born to do this. That's the only explanation.
A little copper knife.
Yeah, and I was trying to make like a mithril knife or whatever, or sword or whatever, and I was working my way up to it, and I was working with like a stone one or something. I wanted so much, but got so little. And then I just stopped.
The game was so bad.
I think it'd be interesting to revisit for a day.
I want to revisit Mabinogi. I didn't do anything in that game except sit in town butt naked playing the loot. Like that.
That's always what it is.
It's one of those
that was the game for me.
It's one of those games where it's like they add so much shit to those free games. It's like every time you play it again, it's like a whole new thing. Like the last time I played was completely different from the first time we all played together.
I was a horse the last
time. Yeah, exactly. You were a horse. And I was like, I forgot what I even picked. But I wasn't what I was before. And like the starting thing was different. The tutorial, the beginning in town, everything was different. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Was it you that I was following around as a horse and you were mounting me?
No, that was Dwight.
That was Dwight.
Dwight was the one writing you. That's really because you guys were playing first while I was downloading, and I just heard all that, and I got on. You ran up to me with Dwight on your back. He's just this shirtless little boy. I'm like, what? Why are you a horse?
It's a talking horse.
There are a bunch of other player animals running around. I did not understand. I really don't want to go back because I'm scared of what else they've changed at this point. This is just too much.
I was a talking horse.
You were a talking horse.
I just ran up to a group of people. I was like, sup, guys? Some people didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like,
exactly. Some people didn't know either.
Talking horse. Oh, shit.
Like, what is even the point of being a horse? What can you do?
Don't know.
You can run.
You can run around and you let people ride you. And... who wants to play a horse? What is the end game for a horse? Do you level up by letting people ride you?
Winning all of the competitions.
Do you unlock, like, badass horse armor? Like, what do you do? You unlock hoops, spiked hoops.
You smack hoops. Ass.
You stomp on enemies for maximum damage. Can a horse tank?
No.
These are the questions.
Horse cannot tank.
We need to go back and solve this.
Is the horse the damage dealer? Does he have like backstab and he comes up behind you and stabs you with like a horn on his head? And...
backstop.
Yeah, backstop. Is he a healer? Is he a, like, support? Does
you know
he
a game,
give buffs?
You know a game we haven't looked into? Like, I know I haven't. Like, after I said I was done with it for the final time, I never looked back. But remember Fliff?
Oh, God,
yeah,
no.
We're not going back.
You guys fucking quit.
No, I got pretty far.
No.
Everybody
Whitey
else quit.
Got far.
White? No,
I
no,
got
okay,
pretty
yeah,
far.
Yeah, Whitey got far.
I got pretty far. Whitey was the furthest. It was first Whitey the furthest one, and then was me.
Whitey was like
I made
level
it to second
100
class.
Something.
I got to level 20, got my flying thing, and then I was like, okay, I'm done.
I got
to 60.
I was
like 62 or 63.
40. I was 40 something. I was just short of getting whatever the next class was, and I was like, you know what?
I made it to the next class. It was amazing. That game was just grind. Grind for a whole day to get 2%.
God, was Flip, that game grindy.
Flip was the alpha I'm online.
It really was.
There was a guy who made it, like, I forgot his name. I know fucking Whitey was here, he would tell it. It was this guy who literally made it to max level, and then Flip introduced, like, ascended classes, but when you ascended, you actually got even less experience. Like, God, when you were when you would ascend, you get half experience. And this guy ended up doing that. It was Killer Cortez. That guy got it. And Killer he actually Cortez. Did it on two. That was his name, Killer Cortez. That guy did not know what outside was. And he literally got.
I will lock myself in this room until this challenge is complete.
Dude, he made it to max level. He rebirthed, made it again, and then did it on two other characters.
Why?
That guy did not know what outside was.
Explain the point of that.
What is that light outside this piece of glass?
Did I grow a beard?
He just wanted to meet the fairy king.
No, there is nothing at the end like that.
There's nothing. You get nothing.
You get nothing.
You get nothing at the end. Like, I just remember, like, they had a forum post of it, and people were like posting pictures of, like, now go outside. Like, see that outside your window? Go.
Oh. That's the sun.
Stop eating bugs out of your hair. Just leave.
When he Earth died that day, heat exhaustion, sun exposure.
Got no vitamin B in his
burned.
Body. Do you know how extreme that is? Though, to fucking max
people
level
two blocks away, so they can hear the sizzle.
I guess that's extreme.
I don't know. Like, I don't feel happy for him.
I'm not happy for him. I'm not impressed by that.
I'm worried.
I'm worried. I'm a little disappointed in him.
Does
he at least, like, compete, or did he just do it to do it?
I think, like, his days, he's done. Like, I don't... I think he's done. Just maxing. Like, it was, like, that episode of WoW, like, the fucking WoW episode on South Park. Like, They were like, what do we do now? Yeah. They're like, we play the game. Yeah. Like, that's all he would do. He would just walk around and be like the fucking almighty Killer Cortez.
He's just that guy. That guy that played and
broke. Won it all.
Well, he won, quote unquote.
Hey, Terry.
He was the creator.
Terry, he won it all.
He sure did, right?
The man dedicated his life and gave his life to this game. Let him have that.
I guess.
May he rest in peace.
He was the creator of the game.
He probably did die.
I know, that's why I'm saying that, because I think he's dead.
He's no longer with us.
Rest in peace, Killer Cortez.
Rest in peace.
Did your best, buddy.
Well.
Well, to be honest, his best was sitting in a chair, clicking around
you
for a few
hours. You were the
hours.
Best at that game.
He was flying as high as he could.
Flew a little too close.
I'm going to look him up now. I gotta see if Killer Cortez is still alive.
I am flying to the sun!
Apparently he has a Twitter. He's famous.
Yo, check me out on Twitter. I got three maxed out characters on Fly for Fun.
I don't think
what
it's
a
the same
stupid
one.
Name, too. Fly for Fun.
I know. You get a fly
oh, crap.
Fast.
I Twittered like the wrong Facebook thing. I hope nothing comes up. Oh, my God.
Here you go. Killer Cortez Fliff.
I did just kill Cortez.
What does Fliff stand for? Fly for Fun. You That's can't fun. Help but feel a little...
Get out.
Get out.
He's just telling his friends, yeah, so I play this game, Fly for Fun, get out.
It's called
Fly for Fun.
Don't say anything else. Just leave. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Did you seriously just tell me you play a game called Fly for Fun? And you are max level on three different characters.
Get out.
I don't get out of anywhere.
But though, they put Dragon Nest on Steam.
They yeah, did? But it's like for games like that have already been out and they come on Steam, it's like, who cares?
But it's Dragon Nest. Same game. Dragon Nest was good.
Yeah. And then you guys all quit on me. now that I'm playing.
I never started, so...
Yeah, you never
started. That's how I feel every time I buy a fucking MMO. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting into it, and then everybody just stops playing.
That's why I stick to what I know, and it works.
Yeah. You sure do.
Killer Cortez. Like, I think he's, like, off the planet.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He died.
He's flying for fun now somewhere else.
He's flying for fun up there in heaven.
Flying for fun with God out there.
There's like and a few YouTube videos of him, but that's about it.
Fly high, Cortez. Fly high.
That's why he died, Alex. All that
that's
fly.
Why he died. I want to play. I want to play APB again.
Meh.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
You guys know what I want to play?
I like the character creation on it.
I want to play Gauntlet Legends on the original Xbox. Yeah.
I want to play it on the N64.
Oh, fuck yeah. The N64.
Gauntlet's a fun-ass game. It needs to come back.
It does. Amen.
Actually, didn't
I lost many hours on Xbox Arcade playing the old one where the screen splits, you know?
I was always the wizard.
I was always the guy with the axe.
I was yellow wizard.
Yellow wizard.
Red axe guy.
The swordsman.
You can play Gauntlet. Let's play the original Gauntlet. I'm just kidding. That game was just...
Oh, God. That top
That's what I was saying. We just played on the Xbox Live Arcade.
It's so fucking hard.
Yuck.
And then if you get separated, the screen like won't go, and then you get trapped, and...
Just the shivers.
Alex the horse.
Alex is the horse.
I'm the horse, Ryan.
I'm the horse, Ryan.
Level 12 horse.
With my plus my seven hooves. My plus seven hooves of beast killer.
You want to come raid with me later?
I'll bring my saddle.
We're going to fight the Carrot King.
The only boss I remember in that game is a giant spider. That's it.
Yeah, don't like that. There's a few. There's a giant bear.
That's Vindictus.
No, no. It was in original 2. Why do you think it was in Vindictus?
Vindictus was...
Vindictus is technically the sequel to Mabinogi.
I don't like that they called it Vindictus, though. They should have stuck with Mabinogi Heroes.
Yeah, well, deal with it. What are you going to do? Guys. What? Guys.
Didn't we lose Whitey to that?
Guys. Shh. Power Rangers Online. Holding open beta event.
What? Link.
We better start playing that.
Oh, it's Korean version.
Of course it is. No. Whatever happened to Dragon Ball Online?
That was just a dream.
It's not in English at all, but it's around.
Yeah. I'm still waiting cool for that.
Well, wasn't it like there was no Saiyans? Like you could only be born like a Namekian or human?
Human or Namekian.
Yeah, but once you got all
the Dragon Balls, you could wish to be Super Saiyan for some reason, even though you were
human.
Because
that's the way... So you can wish for immortality, but no, you wish to be Saiyan.
No. I want my hair to stand on end and turn blonde.
Nice.
Can you be really buff?
Can you be a Saiyan Namekian?
If you wish it.
Oh. Do they have hair?
No.
There's like tentacles
turning yellow. Get all pointy.
Like they just stand up.
They become super Namekians or something.
Yeah, all of. They just become super versions of.
You could be the whatever.
They become
Boo
the best
right?
versions of themselves that they could possibly be.
Yeah.
Everybody
you don't
would
need
go
the Dragon
sane,
Balls
though.
To do that.
No, there's a couple guys that'd be like, "I want to be a Namekian."
I can't imagine anyone who's like, "I want to be a Majin."
I would be if I could be the kid version, not the tubby version.
I think you could.
I love
a big fat blob running around. Yeah.
Fuck you, Terry. I'm going Saiyan.
Yeah, whatever.
My unrealistic rise to power.
I'm going
to
make a tiny little human like Krillin. That's what I want.
he'll just be a bald
human, completely useless.
But are we playing a game?
No.
No.
It'd be a bunch of chaozus.
We can dream
whatever,
of playing Dragon
whatever
Ball.
Race those
unless,
are.
Unless you know Korean, then we're not playing.
Korean very well. Should have been in Vietnamese, you know?
Do you know Vietnamese?
Oh, I dropped my fucking keyboard.
I'll take that as a no. I would take that as a no in Korean.
No to what?
Vietnamese. Is that...
You have it in Vietnamese?
No, I'm asking you, do you know Vietnamese?
Oh, you know, no. Right now.
That got derailed real quick.
Yeah, my story was full of holes. I don't know how you guys didn't see it.
Well, I was poking holes. I had to find them.
You gotta find them. You gotta look for them. You know what I mean?
I just gotta find them. So that's a no on that Dragon Ball Z Online.
I know.
Wonder what's up with fucking Phantasy Star 2.
Didn't that already like...
They had their Japanese open
beta. And then they closed it.
Yeah, and now
they
region
locked that shit.
Yeah, it's open over there now, though. It's released.
But not here.
Not here.
Because that shit, like, Phantasy Star doesn't do good anymore.
They're going to bring it over. They've already said they're going to bring it over here. And apparently
it's
doing well.
Yeah, but they got to sit down with the numbers because, like, Phantasy Star didn't do well over here in America, bro. Like, Universe wasn't that good. It was a
Universe
good game.
You're talking about Universe. You want to go back to the originals, though. The originals did well.
Yeah, I played Phantasy Star Online so much.
Yeah, the originals did well, and then they had the...
Like, I have the GameCube
version. It was like from the card version on was, like, just bad.
I know. Like, they were smoking something for a card version. I don't know who thought a card game would be great.
We should take a fighting game and turn it into a card game.
Yeah, that seems like a...
Yeah!
Fucking what?
Episode 2 was good, though. But then after that, just
blue burst.
Do you guys remember being terrified of people that were going to come kill you? Like yeah. player killers?
You'd like, join a random band and be like, oh, shit, shit, shit.
You just panic.
You go hide in the principal's office.
God, those were days, man. Dial-up connection.
Mm. Good times.
See, I would play the second one. I liked the second one. I just didn't understand what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
It was so funny trying to figure out the skill. Oh, if you go here and click here, there's a skill tree.
Yeah. Yeah, but oh, two was good. I like two.
Two was good. It was graphically, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for that to come over. That'll be my casual MMO game. I don't have 14 as my main.
I really want 14 to be good.
I know.
I really.
I got in the alpha. Well, I quote unquote wasn't my account, but I played it. It's pretty good.
I know, but
there was a lot
really
unavailable during the alpha, though. So
that's expected, though. Yeah. But I really want like. I wanted to be, maybe like I'll be like I'm done with WoW. I'm gonna go play Final Fantasy and have a guild over there.
It feels like it, like as far as movement and some of the combat, it feels like it. But it's not like the skills aren't really spammable, and you're limited by your TP. Every move uses a certain amount of TP, so it's not like you're sitting there, you know, mashing buttons over and over. And you know, some moves will combo with each other and work well together and all that. So it's a little tactical, a little slower. But not as slow as it was. It was pretty slow before, but now it's a lot faster. I think you'd feel right at home, as far as you know your first time jumping in.
Yeah, I just like Guild Wars is a letdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a big letdown.
Guild Wars.
Everyone's saying, "Oh, it's this greatest game." Blah, blah. I think they're just blinded by the fact they don't have to pay monthly.
That's why,
great.
Like, they don't want to justify. They're like, well, yeah, I don't pay.
I mean, so you know, for a game, you don't have to pay for it. Like, no, come on, it was mediocre.
I'm fine with paying for a fucking game.
Yeah, I'm fine with paying as long if it's good.
as long as it's good, because you know, like, look at WoW. WoW every week they maintenance. You know what I mean? So that's what the money's going for. You know, I'm not. I mean, maybe it could be a little less, but in the end, it's going for maintenance. Like, it's a game that they maintenance all the time, and. They keep up on their stuff. I mean, of course, WoW's at its end. And I'm hoping Final Fantasy can, you know, like, take the reins. Because WoW
is... Gonna do,
yeah, probably won't
take you don't think they're going to do, like, a WoW 2?
No. They're WoW saying, too. Like,
they're working on another one right now, but it's not WoW.
Titan.
Yeah.
They're working on Project Titan. It's going to be another MMO, and that could be the one that kills WoW. Because, like, WoW is nearing its end, dude. It's getting to that point where it's peak, like, basically where the level cap is. It's. I think they were saying they want to get to 100, and that's going to be end of WoW. And they can only go so far with lore. Like, with the Warcraft lore, they already have Arthas in there. They added pandas from the Warcraft lore. They can't... Like, everything I've been hearing from recent stuff is they're saying that they might bring back older content. So they might bring... Like, Illidan might come back in WoW, and, like, they're running out of, like, evil villains. I mean, if fucking they brought back the Burning Crusade raids and made them, like, you know, level 90, I'd be okay with that. Those were good-ass raids. But it's just that it's nearing its end. They're running out of stuff to do. Like, they could do WoW 2, where it's going to be years after all this has happened, you know? That'd be kind of, like, a cool take on it. But, like, where WoW's at right now, in this current state, it's dying. It's strong. I mean, there's still millions and millions of players, but it's dying. And that's what it is. It's just that they're getting to a point. Like, that's why PvP is unbalanced, because the level cap got higher, and now the gears scaled way higher. Like, before, like, when you had 20 Agi on your fucking, on your shoulders, you were like, oh my god, this guy's a champ. Now, like, fucking each piece of gear that drops has 1,000 stamina on it, if not more. And that's for, like, regular fucking clothies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to come to an end. I hope there is going to be a WoW 2, because it'll probably be amazing.
We don't need
it. Yeah, that'd be cool.
We definitely don't.
I think we do. Like, after if WoW comes to an end, we need a WoW 2, because WoW is nearing its end. Like, when level 100 comes out, that's it, man. Like, you can't. They're already out of. Like I said, they're out of story.
For Mr. Pandaria, the final villain is going to be Garrosh, who's the war chief of the Horde.
I feel like MMO sequels never do well.
Well, but WoW could do well, because there's nothing. What's not broken
not
with WoW?
If they
is
pull
the
a
engine.
Diablo 3.
But Diablo 3 is different.
But it's made by the same company, so who knows how they handle that?
I know, but it's like I feel like because they. They've already, through every expansion they followed, that it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, they never said, hey, we're tweaking how the battling worked. They never did that.
The whole talent tree things that they've been slowly dumbing down every expansion.
Well, yeah, they've come to, it went from, there used to be a what? It was like a 60-point fucking talent tree, which I remember, to then they made it a 30-point. They were like, all right, hold on, now there is no talent tree.
There is no tree. You pick one, and then it just throws a bunch of skills at you every few
It gives you
levels.
Every ability. Like, before, you had to, like, level up, go, okay, I gotta go to my trainer, and I gotta go fucking, I gotta go learn my spell. No, now it just gives it to you. Now it's like
here,
just
take
dumb.
It, whatever.
But it's good, though, because there's still those stupid people. Like, I remember as a fucking druid, as a bear tank, I remember there was this one other bear tank who was like, I'm a good bear tank, and I looked at his talent tree, and he was missing one of the vital tanking ability. Like, it was one that basically made him not get hit hard. And he didn't have his talents in there.
That's good, though, because then the stupid people get killed and weeded out.
But yeah, true. But you could tell who's dumb. Like, the way they made it, like, but it's just that it sucks if you're trying to do a dungeon and your tank is that stupid guy.
Yeah, it because sucks. Then, that's why you don't fucking do it with random people.
Yeah, but sometimes you only got the randoms, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, deal with it.
So, I mean, they did dumb it down. They've dumbed it down to the point where it is just, like, I mean, WoW was hard. I'm not going to lie. WoW used to be really,
yeah,
really.
It did.
Yeah, yeah,
back then,
that.
With the way your talent tree worked, when it was like 61, it was like 61. Oh, my God, dude. There was so much shit. You had to sit there and read every single talent. Some talents were like little bonuses here. Some of them were better DPS here, like. It was ridiculous.
You're sweating balls that you're going to make the wrong choice.
Yeah, you're like, no, no. And it was, like, unforgiving. Like, if you fucked up, you had to pay so much. Like, I remember when I wanted dual spec, I paid 1,000 gold for dual spec. Now dual spec, you can get it at, you had to get it at level 70 back then. Now you can get that bitch at level 20 or 30. And it only
for, like,
10
two silver or something.
It costs, like, 10 gold now. It's so stupid.
Yep, yep.
Wow, for noobs.
WoW is definitely at a point where, like, the skilled are still skilled, but now the retards are, like, they're holding up. They're not doing as good, but they're doing stuff now. They're not as useless. They're still, you know, like, as players, they're not good, but still, it's coming to an end. I know WoW's going to come to an end, and I can't wait to be there when it dies.
Why? What are you going to be doing?
Well, it's just, it's going to be like the end of the story. It's going to be like, you know, like when the servers go down, that's it. Like, there's no more. Like, it's going to be a cool moment. Like,
they're
like how the Final
do
Fantasy
something people, big for it. You already know. Yeah. I was there for 14,
awesome.
But that one was kind of lame because
the 14 was issues. The biggest disappointment. It was
yeah.
just like,
everyone just
it was like, servers are going to die at one. You were like, oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. That fucking meter's going to crash. And then 1 o'clock came and they just disconnected the servers.
Yeah.
I was like, ah.
You couldn't even do anything while they were up anyway. There's too many people playing.
It was just such a big disappointment. I hope for WoW they do a really cool thing. I hope, like, we can see the world just get destroyed, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's going to be fun. And if they make a WoW 2, chances are I'll probably pick that one up too, because
yeah, I'd probably start over.
I need an MMO to play. Like, it's something to do, and it helps kill a lot of time.
Sure does.
A lot of time. But I don't feel too bad, because I look at my time played. I've only played WoW for I think 100-something days.
Oh. It, huh?
Which isn't bad, though. Because I asked my guild, like, one of my other friends. He's been playing, like, vanilla. He has, like, 380 days, like, time played.
That doesn't make it bad because somebody else is worse than you.
Exactly. I'm not. By comparison, I'm doing better. Here, let me check.
Doing better than the worst person.
Okay, I've played a total of total time played. Is 102 days, 3 hours, 42 minutes, and 30 seconds. Mind you, that's AFKing as well. Like, I'm logged on right now, just AFK.
2,448 hours. Nice job.
It's Yeah.
Probably so, on par with RO time.
No, RO time, what?
Years.
Oh, 6 years.
Years.
Yeah. I remember there was like one time I had like 3 hour naps and I'd wake up like, all right, I gotta go. I gotta grind. Gotta level this bitch.
Stay up for days at a time.
Mm-mm-mm. That's what it was, man.
344 hours in WoW.
Oh,
that's it.
Pretty good.
That's standard.
102 days, you like a champ.
I have 762 in Battlefield.
I wish it would count your AFK hours, though.
How many?
762.
Damn, it's a lot of hours.
I want to say Ryan, Halo hours of like since Halo 1 came out. That'd probably burn all of us in the dust.
Yeah, like I was just thinking to myself, Halo 2, like when you said I took 3 hour naps, I'd come home from my graveyard shift. Tyler would just be waking up for work. We'd play for 3 hours. I'd sleep. I'd wake up about 4 hours later, play until my brother got home. We'd play until Tyler got home. I'd go to work and start it all over again. We played that shit all day.
Oh, God. I have 526 hours on WoW.
How are you checking this?
Raptor.
Mm-hmm.
517 on that bad company, too.
Yeah, but Raptor's not bully. Like, Raptor's, wow. Like, kind of. Like, cause that's how Ragnarok was. Like, I had it on X-Fire, and I think mine, like, I flip, I had an assload of hours. And my Ragnarok one was even more than
X-Fire
that.
X-Fire even still around?
It's there, but... It's not.
Oh. I don't even remember my name.
It's in beta? What?
Yeah, someone bought it. Some other company bought it. And
they bought X-Fire?
Yeah, some company.
What? I gotta check. I haven't even looked. Last time I checked, I would check my X-Fire from Raptor.
Yeah, me too, actually. It's kind of funny. Why is wow, I played 219 hours of Champions. That was a good game.
Who the fuck bought it?
What? Oh, I don't know who bought X-Fire. Hey, I remember my X-Fire name.
I have 346 hours in WoW off X-Fire. Which is the same, I guess.
I don't even know.
I don't remember my account, or do I? Did I get the right password? No. Yeah, I got it. Beta.xfire, it's ridiculous.
It doesn't even show my games in my profile.
Yeah, mine doesn't even have it. I guess they wiped that out.
Oh, no, there we go. It says 332.
I played Star Wars The Old Republic.
Holy shit. It counted Final Fantasy XI. I have 17 hours.
Where's the hour? How are you seeing hours? Did it take a while to load? Is that why?
You gotta go to your profile.
Oh, okay.
17 hours in Final Fantasy XI. I bet 9 of them were updates.
Yeah, check it out. Right now for WoW, it says 2,941. Flips says 442. Mm. What do you know about that? And then, see, my Ragnarok one says 62, and that's a lie.
Probably 10 times.
Deer Hunter has 14 hours. I'm not even sure how that happened.
You guys played that sure. One time.
Oh man,
I can't believe we played that.
We all bought. We all played it.
I tried to shoot one of you, and yeah, it kicked you me out of the server.
Oh, guns! I played guns.
We played Deer Hunter because of fucking Whitey.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit was fun, bro. Sitting there with the fucking duck call, like.
It's a stupid ass game.
Call of Duty multiplayer. Call of Duty 1, I have 40 hours. And Soldier Front, I got 76. I owe a lot to Soldier Front. That's where he played. He was from. What? You can actually buy a copy of it?
Of Soldier Front?
Yeah, there's an actual, like.
Look. Why would you buy that?
Like, there's an actual, or like, maybe they made it. I don't believe that. No. It has, like, an actual, like, a Games for Windows, like, box art.
Why would you do that?
No, don't do that.
I want to buy it.
Don't.
No.
Why? That is a game that means a lot to me.
It's dead, Jose.
Let them talk to you like that, Jose. You do you.
I'll do what I want. You can't tell me.
I'm going to log on my Xbox and see my friends list. He played cheap, like Soldier Front, PC. Fuck you, Jose.
This motherfucker. Boo this man.
Yeah, this shit's a lie. Look at this. I can't believe it has fucking Flip on there. Is that game even alive?
Yeah.
It is?
Why?
I gotta go say hi to Cortez, man. I gotta log back on.
Wow, I have more hours in Battlefield 3 than Terry. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. By, like, a lot.
You know what? My Battlefield 3 career is just is sad and depressing. I'm not even a colonel yet. I'm one level away. Like, I have to max XP and then I'll become colonel.
I think double XP starts on New Year's.
Good, I'll get my Xbox back by then.
And I just hit birdie 49 the other day.
Nice oh, look work. At you. It was just, this cool guy.
Yeah.
I definitely have to play some Battlefield.
I have more hours in Bad Company 2 than Terry, and I'm still not even max level in that game.
You know, in Bad Company 2, I enjoyed that one way more.
I did, yes.
I enjoyed Bad Company 2 way more than 3. I'm not even going to lie. I'll like put both. That on the table. I no, like Battlefield both. 3 is amazing, but like a lot of the stuff just from 2 that was memorable, like it's not there. Like leveling a building, watching it crash down, me running out like, no!
I do miss that. Of getting killed by you.
I remember that one building, like it was like crashing down. Bun was like, no, Jose! I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! At the last second, I ran out, just jumped out like, ah!
Oh, so many good times in that game.
Do you remember that time where everyone else on the other team left? And so we kept running to the...
Oh, yeah. Running to the top of the hill and trying to get
to the top of the hill,
base.
Like, we kept reviving each other to steal their remote-controlled thing.
Yep.
And then we were like, oh, this is getting boring, so we destroyed all the buildings, and then all of a sudden people came into the game.
And they were like, what the fuck?
And then they won because we were so distracted.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's I miss funny. Being able to go into the enemy base and steal all their vehicles.
Yeah, but that you was can't. So assholeish. Remember, like, yeah. Oh my! I can't remember the map. That
is.
Sand map that was just like a long strip, and there was basically a left side, right side, one with the like ship in the center that was all busted up. I hated that one because if you had those guys, the air supremacy on there was like if they stole your helicopter, you're fucked. If both helicopters were up and both of them knew how to fly, like that's it. You were gonna have the worst game of your life. Like it was just you're gonna get camped. You're like a motherfucker.
Right. That still happens in Battlefield 3.
Barely, though. You could barely get into that base.
No, I'm not talking about vehicle-wise. Air vehicles and dumbasses that don't know how to fly them or use them as taxis. It's like, I'm just going to leave this here.
I do that. Dwight does that.
Terrible. At least
I don't
crash
do it as much.
So it blows up. Least,
yeah.
I actually try to fly it, and if I can't, I try to kill people on my way down. So, I mean, I'm at least trying.
Put some C4 on it if you know you're going to taxi it.
That's true.
At least get a kill out of it.
I'm never that class.
Well, you should be.
This is one time where Terry and I, we were in that one map on Bad Company 2 with the islands everywhere in the beginning. And you on one side, I think it's the attacker side, spawns with like 2 Black Hawk helicopters.
My favorite.
We got all the way to the end of the map to where the enemy gets a hind. And we ran all the way to the hind as soon as it spawned. And we're freaking out about it. We're like, go, 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 go. This guy, I get in and the first thing I see in the gunner seat is this enemy, like literally like 2 feet away from me. And Terry's yelling at me to kill him. I shoot this guy. He goes skidding across the fucking ice.
Poor kid didn't know what he was getting into.
The guy was running like, no!
I still have the, remember the challenge we used to do of like fucking knifing people? Yep. And how many tags you get. I still have that video, like, in that, I can't remember the fucking map, but the one that was pretty much, like, all, it was just swamp. It was all swamp and grass, and, like, there was a bunch of, like, it was always bushes, and there was, like, all those little, like, Mexican huts.
What are you talking about?
I think
it's Bad Company 2.
Laguna.
Oh, I think it was in the canal, or...
Laguna
was? I remember just, like, we used to go in there, run in there, just all a bunch of fucking bushwookies running around, just knifing people with shotguns. We had shotguns running around. Oh, stop them! I think my best one was, what, like 20-something? Terry was, like, the champ. He was, like, the close. He got close to 30. I remember he got, like, 27 or 29, like, one game of just knifing people.
Terry's an asshole when it comes to knife. He's like a unicorn. The first time I tried to knife him, he was at one of those mounted rocket launcher things on the ground. And he's distracted by something. I don't fucking know, but I'm behind him. Damn. And I go up to him, and I have the knife up in the air. And as it's coming down to get him, he jumps off the mounted rocket, turns around, and freaks out and shoots me.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Dude, Terry and I have been tearing it up on Battlefield lately.
Mm-hmm. Except for the last round.
Yeah,
we had like a losing streak going on last time, but since we went back to the aftermath, though.
But you and me were doing really good. It was just our team was so bad.
What was that one guy's name? The one that did not do shit the entire round.
Oh, the one that
got like two kills.
And he kept like laying back.
Yeah, he was hiding in the back as a sniper, and he died like 20 times and got two kills.
Got two kills. Yeah.
He was the worst. And he was in our squad, so we had to deal with him.
Oh. His name.
Wait, so Ryan, you played Aftermath already?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot. We've tried to get sick of. I already have the crossbow.
Yeah, we rolled through. We got like three wins in a row, and then Dwight joined. We got three more wins in a row and got both of them their crossbows.
Yeah, so we don't have to play that goddamn game mode again.
We love it, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It grew on me.
You know they have Gunmaster on those Aftermath maps, Ryan?
No.
They do.
Who says?
I was playing it the other day.
Yeah, who?
Who says you were playing it?
Yeah, you got no proof.
Says Jose.
What? Jose is dead.
How dare you?
There is no Jose.
I miss Jose.
No, I do too.
Guys!
Sometimes I can still hear him.
Niggas, I'm here!
Even now.
Was it him?
It's like he's calling out to me.
From beyond the grave.
Evening.
We gotta play some Battlefield.
What?
Tonight?
No, not tonight.
Tonight?
I think what we need to do is for New Year's, kick off New Year's with Battlefield.
Dude, I think we need to do a live
podcast. A huge event.
Our own countdown for New Year's.
We decide what New Year's is and just
yeah, but you know how weird our New Year's count? We'd have like three countdowns.
Or four.
It'd be Alex having his countdown, then my countdown, then yours, and then fucking Dwight
and Terry. Like every time.
Oh, and Dole. Where do you fit, Dole?
Same in California.
Where do you fit in the time wise? I never.
She lives in LA.
Okay, so you're good with them. You're with them then. It's fine.
Yeah, except we're all there for the whole thing, so we just all count down for all the time zones.
So we'll have a bunch of parties. We'll basically count down for Alex. We'll count down for me. Oh, that's cool, dude. That's
two more. I know. Like,
do you realize how hammered I'll be by the time we get to Dwight? I won't even be counting, right? I'll just be like, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Poor bum. He's going to be gone.
He's not gonna
the burden falls on him for really having to sit it through.
He's gonna get the fumes from the beer and be like
yeah, right, by the time it hits New Year's over in California. We were like,
no, you can't bail. You got to stay for the whole damn thing.
I'll be here just drunk and asleep.
Well, if we're going to do a live stream, you're going to be all passed out on your chair. Oh, baboso.
Drooling on my chest.
I'm down. I'm down. I'm down for this to happen.
Good. I'm glad I'm not alone.
I already said I'm buying a 24, so.
You're buying the whole season of 24?
Yes.
Yes, 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 right.
No. Jose, buy some Jack with me.
You don't understand how hard it is for me to get Jack, dude.
Why? You guys are gonna get Jack together?
I'm in a dry county. For me to get Jack, I gotta drive like 30 minutes out of my way.
Just go get it. God knows Mexicans don't want to go 30 minutes out of their way.
No, man, I get pulled over. they break my mirrors. No. I don't want that. I'll buy Jack. You want me to do Jack with you, dude?
Yeah.
Which bottle, though? The $60 bottle or the
$20? $20.
You sure? Because I could do the $60. I mean,
you could do whatever your heart desires, Jose.
Dude, I want to buy that Maple Crown. It's like...
I know those commercials are just like, man, it makes me thirsty. I'm like, fuck.
I love
that Crown. Maple. You're black, dude.
Me?
Canadian.
Who's black?
You.
Why?
I love Crown.
I do.
Like you'd be like, I love the Hennessy. you like Hennessy. Like what's another nigga drink? What's another one?
211.
That Mad Dog, that 44. What is it, Mad Dog 2020 or whatever?
Mad Dog.
That Mad Dog, that's the ghetto drink, though. But what's the, it's not Crown, it's something else.
Cristal.
No, it's not Cristal. It's not.
Well, it is.
He's like, no, it is.
Yeah, why are you challenging Terry? What kind
of person? Terry's like, I'm like, no, it's not that drink. He's like, no.
What do you know, Terry?
Yeah.
What do I know?
What do you know? You're not black. Like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
We feel like an asshole.
Terry drinks wine. He doesn't know.
Terry does drink wine.
You drink wine, dude? Like,
dude, Terry's a total wine.
You guys overstate that so hard.
Dude, that is like way too classy, girl. Like, I'm like this drunk asshole who can't. I don't have the taste buds developed for wine.
You get cheap wine that tastes good and you're good to go.
Terry.
What?
He's racist.
It all tastes bad.
I forget it. I lost my train of thought.
Are you saying he likes wine because it's grape?
I remember. No, he said that wine's too classy for you, and that you're too poor to drink.
Whoa.
I thought you were going with the grape angle there for a second. I'm sorry, Ryan.
No, I thought Dwight.
It took it in a complete different direction.
Fine. Okay, I don't go the grape level. The grape way.
The grape level.
I don't go to that grape level.
The grape's a whole other level.
And got that
that categorizes under the fried chicken and Popeyes. That goes under that area. We don't like talking about it.
Just the other day.
See, Ryan? Your Crown and your chicken.
Yeah, dude, Popeyes had this crazy-ass sale when I lived in Illinois and Chicago. And the line up that door, I tell you what.
I tell you
Look
what.
At him. They love it.
I wish I was kidding. I'm sorry.
You would not believe.
It was in my mouth right now.
It wouldn't be the podcast if there wasn't any racism in it.
Well, we have Jose and Ryan here today. So.
I think we did it too long, Jose, without racism.
if you started the podcast thinking, oh yeah, Jose's here, it's going to be racy as hell today, then you were right. You were right.
You, sir, are a freaking watcher. You know.
See Jose there, you're just like, no way.
Jump and go to bed.
Every time he's on the podcast, we should have like a special, special disclaimer.
Warning.
Warning, Jose is here.
Listen at your own discretion.
Brace yourself.
I want to do like a voiceover disclaimer thing for it.
Yes, coach.
Like in the coach voice. We're like, today's podcast is going to have me. You don't like the word nigga. I'm Mexican.
You don't like the word Mexican.
It went back. It went back offends you. This is not your podcast. Right, thanks for watching. And that's it. There you go. I think we should do that for one of these episodes. We need to have a disclaimer on it.
Over Christmas, my niece was here, and my nephew, was like, "I want to be a pilot when I get older," and my niece goes, "I want to be a Mexican."
What?
I don't know.
She wants to be able to clean really fast, bro.
What does that mean? I
don't know. All right, you do you, honey. Like, did she go pluck out all her eyebrows and draw them on? Like,
I don't think she...
What are her goals here?
I don't ever understood Mexican women. Like, what's the point? You shave what's them the off point? To draw them back on?
Is he dying?
They always draw them with that, like, surprise look.
Oh my god! Did they realize how
work while they were doing it? If you have eyebrows, there's no reason to shave them.
You already have them.
Maybe they're trying to draw it on with one up high and then one down low, so they're just always like, say what?
Oh man. Oh, Mexicans.
Welcome to the podcast.
Episode 84, everybody.
Fuck Dwight.
Yeah. We're like an hour into it and he's not here yet.
No.
He's not invited anymore.
Yeah, he's not welcome.
We're all disappointed in him.
Everybody tweet him. How disappointed you are at him.
Not angry, not upset, just disappointed, because that stings the most of all.
That disappointment burns.
He's disappointment.
No.
I'm kill disappointed me. In you.
No.
Kill him.
Kill him. He lies.
He lies. What the hell was I playing when you started doing that?
I don't know, but I was watching. I wasn't actually playing.
No, I was playing something, and then you started doing it. I was like, "Why no?"
Yeah, you were playing something, and I was watching you.
Guys, we lost.
Oh, it was we were playing. We were playing Star Wars, and I was in a party. You've been really inactive. And I was watching.
Oh,
I was watching your cutscenes because you were doing the Lobby shit. I was guiding you.
When the guy was in the jail and I had to help him get back, and
you're like, kill him, kill him. He lies.
Dude, I want to go back to Star Wars. Are we going to go back?
I don't know.
It's free to play.
It sure is, but it's dumbed down free to play.
I know, but I want to finish the story. The Bounty Hunter quest thing was awesome, dude.
Yeah, I didn't get that far in there. I think I got to like level 10, 15-ish.
Yeah, but you were like a fucking... Yeah, you were like a 40 or 50-something operative.
Captain operative, yeah.
The Bounty Hunter quest was awesome. Like, you just literally just kill, like,
a bunch of people to the point where like the you're the most wanted. The Republic wants your head. Mm-hmm. Like you killed like and my guy was dark as shit. Like so I killed everyone. This guy's like, please, I have kids. I'm like, I'll send him your head.
I'm coming for them too.
Yeah, but I did all like I started doing the side stuff for it. Like I did that whole companion thing. Like I ended up with Mako. I married her. Like that's how far I got. Because mm-hmm. I had all those fucking gifts and I was sending people out and I kept leveling my professions. So I just had an asshole of gifts and I'm like, here you go. She's like, oh my god, thanks. And there was nothing you get for marrying them. It kind of sucked.
No,
well, like the only benefit was like they would mail you stuff.
Yeah.
And like they'd be like, hey, oh, sweetie. I was thinking about you. I was like, bitch, I see you all the time. I just got off the ship.
Give me some room, woman. I need to breathe.
Bitch, you were right next to me. Oh, Mako. I would want to go back, but I just... You know, the biggest thing making me not want to go back is the fact I didn't buy the CD. I digital downloaded it, so... Downloading all that again would just...
I'm sure by now, even if you had the disc, it's going to be a big download for all the stuff that they added.
Exactly, but at least it would just be the download, and then, you know, like, I would put it to patch and then, you know, walk away. Mm-hmm. This is like, you're going to download the game, plus you're going to do this massive asshole patch. And they're coming out with their first expansion in a couple months.
Yeah. Good for them.
They had the right idea. Like, they had the one thing that WoW didn't have.
Hutball!
WoW has Hutball.
What?
WoW has, like, a style-less type of Hutball. And it's awesome. It's called Temple of Khatmangu or something like that. Or it's basically, like, you get these orbs. And these orbs, like, increase your damage. And you also get a damage increase. So, like, if you're, like, a warrior, or if you're, like, a class that hits hard, you get the fucking ball, and you end up hitting even harder. Like, as a fucking retard class, you can sit there and, like, do massive damage. You could, like, two-shot people.
But do you throw the ball?
You cannot throw the ball. Oh, sadly.
Do you score?
You score by killing people.
And it's not Hutball!
I know. It's Whoa. Close to Hut.
No.
I loved Hutball. I'm not even lying. Hutball was, like...
making field downs, then dude, it ain't
the field downs. If you're not grappling guys into the fire.
Into the fire. Waiting for them to get right up next to the goal and be like, nope. All right,
they're walking, stun them into it. You're like, nope.
It's my ball. See,
Hutball, seriously, like if I could have just done Hutball for the rest of my Star Wars. Like,
I was planning on doing like, just Hutball.
Like, I didn't care about the PvE aspect. I was like, Hutball is all I want to do.
I was going to get cab and I was just going to PvP the whole time, just Hutball.
Dude, we had such a badass team. We had like two fucking healers. And it was like me as a tank, and you were the fucking like stealthy like healer slash tank
damage, and I did whatever I wanted.
You would show up like, "What's up?" You'd fucking stab a guy, and you're like, "Ha ha!"
Run away, shoot some guy with needles.
Get I saw back up. I really wanted because like I saw Bounty Hunter like fully decked out in like you know PvP gear. As a tank, they don't
like, die.
I used to have like three guys on me. I saw a full geared one out that he could have like the whole team on him. And he's like, ha, that's cool.
It tickles.
Hutball.
Hutball was amazing.
Hutball really was. Fucking good. Good old Hutball.
That was a surprise for me. Because normally I get bored with PvP, just standard, you know.
Going. It's just Hutball was so like
Hutball, you gotta be on your feet. Like, it's not just killing; you gotta fucking move.
I know
ball.
it was objective based, but like it was just so much fucking fun. Like, and even the other one too, the one where you had to like that one was just like a Temple of the Ancients on WoW. Like you had to like break down the walls and then get further.
Oh yeah,
and then get to like the core room. Like that shit was fun too, but Hutball was just like
the other one though, the fucking the one with the guns that you have to control, fuck that one.
Which one was that?
The one where you're in that snowy place and there's the three
oh
big guns.
There's three of them.
Yeah, fuck that.
That one was okay if you had like
a if you had people that you could talk to and you're playing with and they know what they're doing, but that's like
You had the Tarzan.
5% of the time.
You're like, oh, my team's over here. I'm going to go by myself. Bye. Like, oh, why? Why was I teamed with you?
Yeah.
The Hudfall, though, was... That Hudfall. Shit went hard. I want to go play just for Hudfall.
These guys don't even know about that Hudfall.
I don't know about the help, the enjoyment that Hudfall was, and scoring field downs.
Scoring field downs, passing that ball.
That shit was, it was so intense because you could like intercept, like, oh, that was the greatest. Like, every game needs that. I think Guild Wars 2 needs to implement that somehow, and then it'd be a good game again.
Yeah, if I could just play fucking the Hudfall version on Guild Wars, I'd just do that all the time. Forget fucking questing, forget all that.
Do you have to be a certain level to do Hudfall?
No.
No. Way that Star Wars was, you'd scale.
Yeah, you'd scale up, but if you start low, then you get shitty skills and all that, though.
Yeah, like, it's better to do it at, like, at maybe 30, because then you have a good amount of your abilities.
I'm sure not anymore now that everybody's all capped out.
It used to be worse, though, because, like, the level 50s that had gear would get paired with the fucking the lowbies.
Yeah.
Why don't they just make a Hudfall, you know, standalone game?
It could be. Like, seriously, it could be.
I'd play it.
I would. Like, you literally have a class. You could choose from, like, all the mixes. And then Hudfall. Like, that'd be the greatest game ever.
Like that football superstar. Just Hudfall.
Hudfall.
Hudfall superstar.
Hudfall. We need to talk to BioWare. BioWare, I'd buy it. They could charge me, like, $30. I'd still buy it. We gotta go talk to Vi. Send them a message. So if you guys want to fix this, just give us. I'm gonna talk about the help ball.
Sit down to you about some football. You know, back in my day,
when that would be awesome. Ball, like, yeah. you preset, choose your class or what you want to play as. You go, dude. We gotta play some fucking football, Star.
Yeah.
We need to go back to that. I had way too much fun doing that.
I like how you just went off on a tangent for that.
You're like, I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. We had so much fun. Because I just remember, go! I'm just running down. Then go to the gym. Go to the gym and start working out. Trying to suck some D in the locker room.
Just try to catch a little D in the locker room.
You know what I mean? We were the only guys running around like fucking bare ass naked with boxers. Like, woo! Football!
Good game out there.
We really need to go back to that. That was so much fun.
I can't believe it. It was fun. UB!
UB!
UB! What was mine? I don't even remember.
It started with an M, and it was Spanish, and I don't remember. We like were trying to remember it earlier.
Like Mari or something.
No, quemado. Wasn't I quemado?
You were quemado, yeah.
I was in quemado. I quemado and Yubi. Football.
We could make it to the top in that game.
We were doing awesome. We were like undefeated.
We got what it takes.
We'll definitely go. We need to go back to that.
We should set up a thing with the community. So right? There's people there.
So there's actually people to play with.
Like, aside from like the three that were there.
Oh, football superstars.
Fucking greatest game. Greatest free game ever.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fun.
Well, that shit was awesome, dude.
I didn't want to say anything before because I thought it was just the Hispanic in me saying that.
That's what I thought too. I was like, God, I love soccer. I was like, wait a minute. But the game was, it was a solid game, dude.
But Terry's over here saying it was fun.
I had fun with it. Damn, play some more.
I still have it installed.
Yeah, mine's still installed. We got to do that. Do some football. Get some goals in there. Play some tennis butts. Grab ass.
Get a little grab ass going.
It was so stupid.
I feel like that needs to be like one of our events. Like, dude, for New Year's, like for the New Year's countdown, we're just gonna do like a bunch of live streams. play
football superstar.
Play football superstar for one of them. I just keep swapping it up.
They need to make an actual football superstar with like American football. That gridiron.
Oh my god, that'd be ridiculous. Because like, how would that work?
The same way it does in fucking.
Like you just play wide receivers.
Yeah, you just and play like, fucking pickup to... games.
And nobody can move till the man till the ball snaps.
Oh man.
I would play fucking. I'd be an offensive lineman. Just sit there. Where are you going? What are you going to do?
Here he goes.
Start dancing.
Where are you going? Where'd you go?
Backing your ass up into the game. Where you going?
Oh. Terry would be their wide receiver. And Ryan would be the quarterback because he's white.
I'm not white, asshole. The white's white.
Then you'll be the D line.
It's fine with me. I got plenty of D's and a big old line.
I want to.
You stacking D's.
Jesus Christ. Whoa.
Jose will be the center.
I already said I call it defensive. I don't want people coming in. They're not going to touch my white meat.
I'll be the center. I'm fine with that. He can have the D line.
Where you going? What you going to do?
I didn't know if he was helping me or helping himself.
I never asked him about it after.
He's still over there slapping Billy. What you gonna do?
He's dancing, just waving his crotch.
You ain't gonna do shit.
You ain't gonna. That's why we can't play. Like, imagine that fucking voice feature. Just talking shit the entire time.
Oh my god, if the Pulse Superstars has an in-game voice, we're doing that.
Well, you're gonna have to speak for me because I don't speak Spanish.
You just gotta go, Mama Guevo, no!
Mama Guevo!
Oh, that'd be funny. Dale, pinche culero!
Pinche culero, go!
Speak as fast as possible.
I would just be the spectator at all the games. And sit there. Yeah! Here
we go!
You get quemado. Quemado, Yubi. Quemado. Go!
Oh my god.
Golazo! Oh man.
Missed the old. They had the. Oh shit. Sorry. They had the old. That was the old announcer. The old announcer was the go for like 10 minutes. Then the new one was like, he just goes, goal, goal, goal. Like, I missed the old guy. The old guy was the best one. Like, I think they got a guy that does it now just like that, but still nowhere. Still nowhere.
Have some form of annoyance.
Nah, I love the original. The go! Like, 10 minutes are passing the players and he ran around the field like 5 times. This guy's still, oh!
He's got the lungs. He's got the pipes.
Oh, they should have put that in the game. That's end of. No, I was going to say in the Vuvuzelas, but I'm glad they didn't. There's a soccer game in the middle of my Vuvuzela concert.
This is Battlefield right there. That's
Oh, shit.
We need more. More multiplayer games.
You guys suck.
More fun multiplayer games. Like the fine football superstars. I was so disappointed with Far Cry's multiplayer and co-op.
It's isn't it that bad?
It's Spec Ops from fucking Black Ops. Or it's more like Left 4 Dead would be better. You get four people, they drop you in a mission, you go to the end, and then that's it. And then you do another one.
And so there's no like multiplayer, like
there's like a competitive multiplayer where you kill each other, and then there's the co-op, which is what that was.
So there's no like you can't go through the story with somebody.
No,
else.
There's no campaign co-op.
That sucks. That
yeah, and it's all dumbed down too. You can't do half the shit in co-op that you can do in multiplayer. And it's fucking hard as shit too. AI's stupid, and they constantly spawn more enemies if you're not moving forward, like Left 4 Dead. So it's dumb.
So it's got a director system?
Well, no, not like that. I mean, until you get to the next objective, it will just keep spawning things. It's not smart about it. It just keeps spawning them.
That sucks.
Yeah, and they'll like appear out of nowhere too. They'll just be like, I'm here.
Hey.
But other than that, I fucking love Far Cry.
Yeah, it sounds like it was better than the second one.
What the fuck? Oh yeah, I never even played it, either of the...
You would have loved it, Terry. It was in Africa.
I wouldn't have enjoyed the malaria thing
much. It's, who takes fucking pills every, like, 20 minutes for malaria?
Got my malaria, man.
My malaria's kicking up again.
Acting up.
It's a, feels a little orange bottle.
Downs the whole bottle every time.
No, he just takes like three.
Got a ration though.
My malaria's kicking up again.
Give me a second. My malaria's kicking in.
All right, I'm good. It's just like that, huh?
Yep. I'm gonna fucking reinstall Binding of Isaac. That shit's more fun than I gave it credit.
When you and Dwight were playing the other night, I decided to re-download it, and now I'm playing it again.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I got the DLC too. So it's like cheap, like $1 or so.
Yeah, I'll probably get that too. I won't get all crazy with it though. Like we were watching other live streamers that like that, you know, dedicate their time to the game. They are just crazy. It's ridiculous.
No, I really suck at it.
Yeah, I'm terrible at it too. I can't.
No, I mean you got to mom. I've played a lot, and I've never gotten that far. I get to like the first of like the second group of things. I don't know what they're called.
Well, the one time I got to mom, that was like all luck. I got thrown all kinds of like the best items like for the first two levels. And when I got to her, I ruined it, and I had like 3 hearts, and I had no idea what to expect. And then after that, I couldn't get to her anymore. But yeah, that game is fun.
Fun.
Find out how much that DLC is. Yeah, it's like 74 cents.
Yeah.
I will take that.
Makes it really hard, though.
And but
sure it's already really hard. I mean,
oh, it's on well Flash right now. That's why.
Because yeah. It adds those spike doors and like also the big spider, the spiders. I don't like the spiders.
Yeah, spiders fucking suck.
That's 74 cents. That's a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
Sims 3 is $10.
I'm gonna buy it right now. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Sims 3 is $10.
Yeah.
I already have Sims 3. I still haven't put it on this computer yet, though.
Is there any? There's no kind of multiplayer with Sims 3.
No. That would be ridiculous.
That's not a game I want to play by myself.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to play with other people.
It's fun. It's still fun alone.
Yeah.
You lose so much time. You lose track of everything when you start playing Sims.
Spec Ops The Light is $10 on PC. That's not going to happen.
Sorry.
I still need to play Walking Dead.
That game is so hard to watch.
He's so bad. He just trips at everything. It is. That guy's not smart. Oh, there's blood all over the floor. I'm going to...
Blows the guy's face off with a shotgun. Are you dead?
Oh, are you dead?
Are you kidding me?
Sorry. Yes, he's dead. He doesn't have a face. There's just a hole there. You did this. You're a bad person.
Are you fucking kidding? That game is so bad.
I'm sure it's good. I mean, I only played for like 20 minutes.
If you could get past the fact that he's such a failure.
I give it episode 2. I'm sure it picks up there. After he's done limping everywhere.
And slipping around.
Who put this blood here? Whoa.
You gotta be stupid to trip. Whoa!
I'm sure it'll be fun. I hear nothing but good things about it.
Steve forgot to mention that he falls a lot in the beginning.
Yeah. It'll be fun to play, though, if he does keep falling. It'll keep me entertained.
Then you'll just be playing it for that. When is he going to do something stupid?
I bet it's soon.
I just have to get past this part, but it'll happen.
God.
Ryan, you're caught what? Up on the show, though, right?
Which show?
Walking Dead?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What should I buy for Xbox?
Almost here.
Black Duty.
Well, it has to be like used and not cost a lot. It's like an old game. What's a good old game?
For 360?
Black Duty. Yeah.
That Black Duty old
Black
as shit.
Black Duty just came out, so
Black
no.
Black Duty old as shit. That Call of Duty standards.
Yeah, it's old already.
It's gonna be one new one next year.
No one's coming out in like 6 months.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's just terrible.
I'm trying to see like what to get because I want to burn up. I have like the extra $5 from Gamefly. And I'm canceling that shit. Because it's not worth it anymore.
Check Slick Deals.
Just buy some more Lifetime.
No, it's on Gamefly. I have to buy something from Gamefly. I can make Whitey happy and buy fucking BlazBlue Continuum Ship Extended.
He's not going to play it.
I'll play it once. And then Whitey will fucking wreck my asshole, and I'll be like, I hate this game. Fuck this. Why'd I buy it?
I don't got time for nothing anymore.
You can buy Sonic Adventure 2.
You on drugs? Yeah. Right, here's my options for the bargain bin. I can get Brink. Cause it's
Yeah, it's a great way to spend your money. Brink was so great. It has a lot of life in it.
I'll pay $1 for Brink because I got a $5 coupon. Brink is $6. They're just giving it away right now. They're like, please take our copy. Please.
Just take it. You don't want it anymore.
There's nothing good. I can get Victorious. Victorious, time to shine for Kinect.
Girl.
It's going to be hey. So good.
Hey, so how long have we been going?
About just short of 2 hours.
Okay. Wow. 12.
So this is really the fuck short. Do I the fuck yeah. Do I cast?
Should we call it a night? I know it's gonna yeah. Slip. I'm pretty.
Yeah, we noticed you're pretty.
Thanks, buddy. You're pretty too.
Thanks. I like this podcast now.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. Keep telling me how pretty I am.
Tell them how pretty it is so we can end this thing.
You're so pretty, Terry.
All right, well, that's it for the Fuck My Podcast. Sponsored by Jose.
Start him.
And
sure.
His...
Why not?
His trademark racism.
Brought to you by Mexico.
Brought to you by Little Mexico.
Nodale.
A.K.A. Jose. Jose's Kitchen.
Oh, Kitchen, okay.
See.
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 A nice strong see.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to go do something. No.
We're going to go play some football. We're gonna
play some football, draw some rude pictures of Dwight for not being here. Don't forget to tweet him how disappointed you are in him.
Wait, keep what? Your eyes peeled. We're going to try to do this freaking New Year's countdown.
Tweet him.
Yeah,
tell him it's
hopefully.
Cool. Tell him we don't need you. We got ho ho. Tweet him that, all right? Let him know.
But you got to do it all upset like that. We don't even need you.
We don't need you anymore. Just like that, guys. I don't know how you're going to type it out, but make it look like that.
Find a way to type that all that out in 140 characters. You know, make it happen. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.